Energy, the 21st century energy story, is everywhere around the globe. Tension, confrontation, and perhaps profit. Right now, we're going to look at a part of the world that is always in dispute. This is the Fertile Crescent, the Middle East, and an island in the Middle East that is now at the center of great promise for its citizens and the area in general. Cyprus, the Republic of Cyprus, the center of interest for Turkey and Greece, lasts these decades because of the war in 1974, which I got caught inside of, so it's dear to me. But in any event, these are beautiful parts of the world, Cyprus. Off Cyprus, who knew? Othello didn't know when he was the governor of Cyprus. The Venetians certainly didn't know, or they never would have given it up. Off Cyprus to the south is perhaps 180 billion to 285 billion cubic meters of natural gas. It's called Block 12. Robert Cutler, who writes for Asia Times Online. Robert is a senior research fellow at the Institute of European, Russian, and Eurasian Studies at Carleton University, is here to tell the natural gas story, the promise here, and what can go wrong. Robert, a very good evening to you. Noble Energy, you write of that, and you write of Block 12. What is Noble Energy discovered in Block 12?
Yes, Noble Energy has taken the lead of the Cyprus-based consortium that's exploring the offshore, or the EEZ, the economic zone of Cyprus, and they found the Aphrodite, they call it, block field, which, as you have the numbers exactly correct, contain between 180 and 285 billion cubic meters. Now, let me just add, John, that, you know, I know this is metric, but I did a back-of-the-envelope calculation, and just to give people an idea, if you imagine a balloon that is as wide as a football field and as tall as, say, two-thirds as tall as the tip of the goalposts and as long as the interstate from New York to Los Angeles, that is about 1 billion cubic meters. So we're talking a huge quantity here.
And this huge quantity, let's talk about possession. Cyprus clearly has a claim, but Cyprus is not one thing, correct? It's since that war between Greece and Turkey, it's a divided territory. So who owns this?
It belongs to the Republic of Cyprus, which has capital in Nicosia, which is a member of the European Union. Turkey doesn't recognize the Republic of Cyprus. They recognize only the administration. They're the only ones who recognize it in the northern third of the island, called the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, where they station 35,000 troops, and there have been a lot of Turkish peasants immigrating there from the mainland over the last decades. They are simply contesting. They say, well, we don't recognize Cyprus, so Cyprus, that's the Republic of Cyprus, doesn't have a right to it.
Right. Okay. So now we have a couple more players that are critical. Israel. Is Israel ready to develop this Block 12, or do they have gas of their own?
Well, if you look at a map, you'll see that this Block 12 is right near the border where the Israeli economic zone and the Cyprus economic zone meet each other. And the Israelis, in fact, have found strikes, gas fields in the region not far from the Aphrodite field of Cyprus. And interestingly enough, it is the same company, you mentioned it, Noble Energy, that is the lead in the consortium that is developing, on the one hand, the Cyprus-led development, and on the other hand, the Israeli-led development. Now, the Israeli quantities are even more spectacular. There are two in particular, and one is the outstanding one called the Leviathan Strike, which is just been revised up from 450 to 560 billion cubic meters, which, if you do the arithmetic, is basically equivalent to 100 years of electricity for Israel. In addition to that, there's the Tamar field, also within the Israeli zone, which adds to that another 240 billion cubic meters. So you put this all together, and you've got an enormous quantity.
You also...
And you, as you as you know, Netanyahu just got through with his trip to Cyprus, the first trip to Cyprus by an Israeli prime minister, where they talked about all kinds of things, tourism and all other things, but a lot about energy too. Because what they can do, the Cyprus strike, it's not quite big enough to make it possible economically to liquefy and to send LNG either to Europe or to Asia. But you put the Cyprus and the Israel strikes together, and it's a no-brainer. You can send it in both directions or either directions, and since Noble Energy is leading the consortia independently on either side, it is organizationally, you know, pretty easy to do.
Is it also true that Lebanon has a claim here?
Not really, no. No, the Lebanese, back in 2008, 2009, when this first came up, Hezbollah made all sorts of noises. But in 2010, Lebanon officially, in a document it submitted to the United Nations, drew what they thought was the line of the seas, the waters between Lebanon and Israel, and they acknowledged that it's very, very clearly within the Israeli sector. And you can Google a map of these, and you can look at the map, and you can see it's very clearly, there's no possible grounds for contesting that at all, that it's very definitely in the Israeli sector.
Robert, the development of this natural gas, is it straightforward to get down there and bring it up and take it to a refinery to liquefy it?
It is as straightforward as these things are, yes. The plan is to take it from the, on the Israeli side at least, from the sea floor, and to pipe it wherever it needs to go, so that it's not like an oil derrick where you need an above-water structure, which could conceivably be a target for a terrorist attack. It would go along the seafloor to wherever it needed to go in order to be liquefied and exported.
And what is the development time if Noble Energy has its best wishes? How soon can this come online?
Well, this could come online. The first part of it could come online, before the end of the decade. There's all kinds of political and issues and all kinds of disputes that are going to be raised. But the other interesting aspect of this is that, as you know, Egypt cut off its natural gas exports to Israel earlier this year or last year, Egypt furnishes about. Used to furnish about 35% to 40% of the gas that Israel used to generate electricity from, and the rest of it came from coal that they imported from Russia. And now they've basically, cutting off their nose to spite their face. They're not only not going to be able to export gas and get foreign revenue from Israel, but gas from Israel used to go through to Lebanon, used to go through to Syria. So this is going to change. It gets a game changer. This find of natural gas off the coast of Israel and Cyprus, it's a game changer for the whole region.
Robert Cutler, as a senior fellow at the Institute of European, Russian, and Eurasian Studies at Carleton University in Canada, and he writes for Asia Times Online. I'm John Batchelor. Othello is smiling. This is the John Batchelor Show. Good.